Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
But the thing is, if God doesn't deal with this old nature, our lives, what John calls our lives in Revelation 12, that we're loving so much, and we're still attached to more than we know. If God doesn't break those connections, how effective are we going to be? I mean, Paul recognized that it's kind of like an athlete. Now, the earthly athletes, they're going for a prize. They're disciplining their body, and they're doing all these things because they want a prize. Well, I want a prize too, but it's not that kind. I want to go for the ones the Lord offers. He's called me to seek after something that's eternal. But how can I do that if there isn't some self-discipline? And so he actually, in the Greek it says, I beat my body, or I keep it under, in one translation. Or I'm in charge, my body isn't. I keep that under. I recognize that there's impulses that come from my flesh that if I just let them go, if I somehow, that's okay, it's all taken care of. And the Lord's wanting to deliver. And the Lord's wanting to actually break that hold and break that tie. But Paul says, I beat my body and I make it my slave, I think in this translation. I bring it under subjection. I make it my slave. Is your body and its impulses your slave to serve God? Are you in charge or is it in charge? And the Lord's going to bring us into circumstances that kind of help us to see. And in every instance, is the Lord's purpose to defeat us and make us feel discouraged? I think you know that's not the case. But I just pray that God will help us in these areas, because many times overcoming does mean I need to be free from that. It's a weight that I need to lay aside, as Hebrews 12 says. It's something that is so attached to me that I can't run freely. I can't be what the Lord wants me to be, because that's holding on to me. And I need the Lord to cut that chain. So overcoming in that context means to get rid of that thing and to be able to say, I have the victory. Now, does that mean that in every case you're going to have this grand experience and suddenly it's going to be gone? No, more often than not, it's going to be a step-by-step, day-by-day looking to God and winning the victory. I've heard, I don't know how many testimonies of somebody that's been brought out of a terrible lifestyle. And there were aspects of that kept trying to intrude. And over time, sometimes over years, the Lord gave more and more victory and less and there was less and less of a hold. I believe God wants to get us to the point where we're looking ahead and we're looking up every time. We know we've got a place to go. Thank God. If we're struggling and there's something that's still got a hold and we mess up, thank God for the blood. Thank God for the cross. If we have a sin, if we sin, we have a place we can go. But there's a heart in that instance that in that situation that is in agreement with God. Says, God, I don't want to do this. Help me. But you know how the Lord helps us? Does he help us by just taking the thing away and we never feel the temptation again? No, he wants to build something in us that can withstand that. Does that mean we're going to have to dig down deep and find the resources to do that? Or does he say, no, you're going to have to come to me. It's going to be my grace. I'll give you what you need. But you're going to have to let go of your attachment to that thing. You're going to have to recognize it for what it is. There's so many things that connected with this. One of the things I wrestle with is that I'll preach on a subject and it just covers the whole gamut. And I'm always asking, Lord, what's the focus here? Well, I think the focus really has to come down to where you and I are at individually. We're in a certain place in our journey. And the Lord is going to let adversity in some fashion come against you, and he's called us to overcome, to be overcomers. Okay, and I just gave an instance of something where overcoming means that's not part of my life anymore. Because God has given me the victory. It could be drugs, it could be alcohol, it could be pornography, it could be a lot of things. But God wants us to have a freedom from that. And so, I guess where I was about to go with that is this. When the Lord was encouraging the churches, it wasn't just to him that overcomes, but it says, let him that has ears to hear. Do you have ears to hear? Is there something in you that says, regardless of what my circumstances are, I know that I need to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches? It's not enough just to know the Bible. I've got to hear his voice because I'm in a particular place in my journey. And just as the Lord's message to these churches was specific to their particular need, God has words that are specific to your need and to mine if we're tuned in and ready to listen. Now, it's all often easy when we hear that to say, oh, I know what that's about. That means when I'm in a battle, God's going to give me a promise. Well, thank God that's part of it. Because God's going to remind me of his promises of grace and strength and help and so forth. That's part of it. But do you know there's another part? Do you know we need a deeper understanding of why the problem exists in the first place? Do you think God maybe needs to give us a little bit more of an insight into what's going on, what the real situation is down here? A lot of us deal with the oppression of the enemy, this recurring issue that I have, or I feel sorry for myself, or I feel, you know, whatever it is. And we get focused on that. But the problem is, why? We need to have a heart that allows the Lord to reach down into the depths of our being and show us those kinds of things and to have an honest heart about it. Because I need that, don't you? And so the Lord is wanting an honesty that looks to him and says, oh God, give me more understanding. Give me more wisdom in this thing. Think about David and how many times that he would come to the Lord and there was an honesty about him, wasn't there? How many times does he begin a psalm? And the psalm is, oh God, where are you? Oh God, I'm in a bad place. I'm struggling. This is going on. There was an honest heart. I don't see any place where the Lord rebuked him for that. Wouldn't that be a good place to start? I guess what I started to say a minute ago is a lot of times when we are experiencing some of these things, our tendency is to kind of, I'm okay. Everything's fine. Hope you are. And we're just, you know, we just put paste on a smile and pretend. When God wants to get down to the issues that are really operating in our lives and give us a degree of freedom that we haven't had. And that's why I appreciated what Scott said the other night, because there was an openness about it. And it's not that we have to get up here and everybody confess all these things necessarily, but we need to quit pretending. We can come to the Lord and say, Lord, this is what I'm feeling. This is what I'm going through, and I need help. And depending on the situation, you know, like I say, if it's a besetting sin, we need the Lord to go down in there and find out why. What happened? What's going on that we need to bring out and just bring it out and say, Lord, this is the way it is, and I need you to give me victory in this area. So yes, it's the voice of God to give me the promises, but sometimes it's the voice of God to tell me the truth about myself. Wouldn't it be good to listen to that? Can we not trust somebody who loves us that as much as he's demonstrated to know that he has our best interest at heart? Oh, how pride keeps us prisoners when the Lord wants to give us a degree of freedom. And of course, the other thing that Well, like I say, it isn't always making the thing go away. Sometimes it's simply strength to stand. Okay? Isn't that how it was in many? Well, in Paul's case, the Lord didn't take that spirit away. He didn't chase him away. But rather, you need this at this particular time. There's a spiritual need in your life that I want to deal with. You have a tendency to get proud, and I'm going to put you in a place where you just don't have the ability to be proud. You recognize your weakness. But don't worry, I'll give you the strength. So for him, overcoming was standing and continuing to believe God and continuing to trust God. Okay? You know, I thought of a scripture. There's so many scriptures, but I just thought of one that somebody may well have thought of. But it's in 1 John chapter 5, where John says, everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Now, where do we get faith from? Yeah, he's very willing to share that with us and to give us what we need. But faith is not simply, I believe this and I believe that, a mental thing. This is, God's going to give me something that I can do, something, some way that I can express that faith. Now, if I'm in a place where, let's say, I'm depressed, the enemy is just oppressing my mind with all this is wrong and that's wrong and somebody did this to me and that, you know, and I feel bad and on. We all experience those things from time to time. But if I'm sitting there, I can't remember what I was starting to say. But anyway, praise God. There has to be a place where we're just not focused on that. Isn't that the natural human tendency? If I'm in a battle, my whole focus is the battle. Oh, poor me. I'm in a battle. Why me? Why me? Well, we know why. Because the Lord wants us to be overcomers. But if I'm focused on the battle, how is that helping me? There has to come a point where, yes, I need to be honest about the battle. That's wonderful. That's exactly right. I need to be honest about what's going on. But then I need to be able to turn to Him and find the strength that I need to meet that situation. See, faith doesn't just look at that and say, poor me. Faith has to say, God has brought this brought me to this place. And His purpose for me is to do something in me that isn't going to happen any other way. And I need to rise up and I need to exercise the faith, the strength that He gives me to look beyond that. And to see enough about what it's about, what I'm supposed to do here is be thankful, for example, to praise Him, to look to Him, to have an expectation towards Him. Praise God. If I'm anxious, if I'm just overwhelmed with anxiety about all the things that might happen, oh God, yeah, we know we can pray. That's absolutely part of it. But think about scriptures that talk about casting our care upon Him. For He cares, but there's a scripture in Psalm 55, cast your cares upon God, and He will sustain you, uphold you, different translations.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.